USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I have signed a letter to Congress to make clear that if they send any legislation to my desk that weakens the protection of human life, I will issue a veto.
President Trump, in a videotaped speech that played for the folks at the March for Life event in Washington, D.C., House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says it's time for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to start negotiating with President Trump on border security or let someone else negotiate for her.
It's time for Nancy Pelosi to put a counteroffer on the table of some amount. She says she's for border security, yet she's opposed every single item, except for she literally said she'd only support a dollar. Does anybody think that's serious? Of course not.
President Trump tweeted that he'll have a major announcement Saturday concerning the ongoing partial government shutdown and humanitarian crisis at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
The Pentagon has identified three of the four Americans killed in a suicide bomb attack claimed by ISIS in Syria this week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Those who have been identified as having been killed in the attack, 37-year-old Army Chief Warrant Officer Jonathan Farmer of Boynton Beach, Florida, but based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, 35-year-old Navy Chief Cryptologic Technician Shannon Kent of upstate New York, but based at Fort Meade, Maryland, and a civilian, Scott Wirtz, from St. Louis, Missouri. Those and a fourth person, a civilian who's not been identified yet, were killed in the suicide bombing in a northern Syrian town on Wednesday, which also wounded three U.S. troops. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Sky watchers are in for a rare treat Sunday night as astronomers say the blood supermoon will be on full display Sunday night into Monday morning. If weather conditions cooperate, viewers will see the moon turn into that deep crimson starting at 11:41 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As the partial government shutdown continues with no realistic end in sight, Democrats and Republicans are trying or attempting to at least work together in ways to fix border security so that both sides will be happy. Republican Congressman Will Hurd joined CBS this morning and says a compromise is needed here if everyone wants to get things accomplished.
Look, I think the way we end this is stop with the preconditions, have everybody come together, let's stop worrying about a Democratic solution or a Republican solution and come up with an American solution.
Sounds reasonable, but...
It is, and when you look at, there's 400,000 people came into the country illegally last year. We have 67 billion illegal drugs coming into our country. We should be able to secure our border, but the people that are involved in securing our border right now are not getting paid, and so the people that are keeping us safe not getting paid, they should be able to get paid for their work. This is having an impact on cybersecurity as well, because there's officials within DHS who are protecting our digital infrastructure. Not all of them are on staff. When we're fully staffed, we don't have enough people. Coast Guard, who's responsible for stopping a lot of drugs from coming in our country, they're having to go to food pantries in order to get fed. This makes no sense, and we should be able to work together. There's a lot of conversations that are going on. I'm trying to talk about how we can solve this.
Hurd was speaking there on CBS this morning. Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.